So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and he smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown of his head. In other words, he didn't just put a sore or a boil on him one or two places, did he? When that beast got claim to him, he was going to do it good, wasn't he? Now, what did the Lord say he could do to him? He said he could do that. Oh, Lord, I don't ever want you to do that to me, do you? Lord, I want to walk holy and obedient to your word, and I don't want to go there. But you know, there's going to be some trials and tests you're going to have to go through in life. And some of them you won't understand. But still, if God does this, you know He knows what He's doing. And that's where it's a fact that you and I have to learn to just trust Him. And He took him a potsherd to scrape himself with it, and he sat down among the ashes. And then said his wife unto him. Now, ladies, if you happen to be the wife, please don't be this kind of woman. This is not the kind of woman a man needs when he's undergoing affliction from the devil, I can assure you. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Just curse God and die. But he said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women. Now, you don't want to be a foolish woman, do you? No. What shall we receive? Good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? I will have to say, that says a whole lot for Job, doesn't it? Now then, how many of us do think that we could undergo any kind of a test like that? First of all, losing our entire wealth, losing our entire family through death and destruction, and then losing your entire health, and you'd be afflicted, and then the one that's supposed to stick by your side is giving you a hard time. A nagging wife. In other words, did he have anything left? No, he didn't. Thank God for a good one, right? Thank God for a good wife. One that sticks by your side whenever devastating things come and trial and tests come. You know, I remember a man back at near close to where I used to live. He was married to a beautiful woman. And they were married for 20 years or something. And it just seemed like they didn't have any sickness and disease. And he was always talking about, you know, people that had sickness and stuff like that. And he said, oh, you know, John's wife, you know, she got sick and he had to take care of her all the time. He said, you know, I wouldn't have a woman like that. I mean, of course, his wife had never been sick. And then one day, guess what happened to his wife? She got sick. That's exactly right. God put up with that just as long as he was going to put up with it. And she died. Actually, before she died, he divorced her. He left her because he wasn't going to take care of a sick woman. And he married another woman. And she was a much younger woman, and she was healthy as a horse. He thought everything's okay. And he married that woman, and they weren't married 2 or 3 months. And that woman came down sick. And that woman was sick and afflicted. He didn't leave her. He stayed with her. And he helped take care of her. But that woman was sick the rest of his life. She never got well. Isn't that amazing that he reaped what he sowed? You know? Now, if he'd have learned to serve God and done what was right, him and that first wife could have had a long, healthy life. But he always saying the wrong things. Kind of like my mother told me one time, there was a woman lived next door to her when they were lived down in Liberty, Texas, down close to Houston. And this woman said, there was a woman across the street had a baby, and the baby was handicapped. And that woman laughed at that woman with that baby that was handicapped. My mother told her, said, you know, that woman can't help what happened there. You need to help her. You don't need to make fun of her. My mother was a good Christian woman, but her knowledge of these things in the Word was kind of limited. But she read it a lot, but she believed that she should walk with integrity as a woman of God. And she knew definitely it was wrong to talk evil about someone that had a handicapped child. But the other woman laughed at that woman about that child. And a few months later, that woman got pregnant. And she had a baby. And guess what was wrong with her baby? The same thing that was wrong with the one she laughed at. My mother told me, said, "Son, I don't understand. Maybe that was just a coincidence that that happened like that. But after what I've learned about the Word, there was no coincidence to that at all. That woman spoke that on herself. She brought that curse upon her because she laughed at that other woman." That's not God's way, is it? We're supposed to help people, not curse them or not laugh at them. But anyway, wow. So the devil attacked Job, and he had sores and boils all over his body, and now his wife is against him too. And so, next time you think that you've had the trials of Job, you need to go back and think, and like, maybe I haven't been through these kind of trials yet. You know. So what should this make us, if we're all here today and you're able to walk into this place? If you're able to walk in, even if you had to come in with the help of a walker, should you be praising God?
Amen.
Yes. You know, and if you didn't lose everything you had this last month or this last year, and you didn't lose all your health, and you're totally afflicted, and you got a nagging mate, if you don't have all that, you need to be praising God, right? Instead of grumbling and complaining, you need to be praising God. Amen. So that's what all that's about. Now then, we're going to go from there. We're going to go and talk a little bit about this enemy. Now we're going to the New Testament, to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6, 12. We're going to go and we're going to talk a little bit more about this enemy that we have and a little bit about him. Ephesians 6, 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So you notice we're not in a boxing match with these critters. We're in a wrestling match. It's like wrestling with shadows. You're wrestling. You know the difference between a boxing match and a wrestling match? A boxing match, you're... and you knock your enemy out and he's gone, right? But a wrestling match, he locks arm in arm with you. You're trying to get him off of you. But he ain't leaving. Is that what we're wrestling with? Yes, we're wrestling with these invisible creatures. Now then, let's see what we're supposed to do about these creatures. Let's go to verse 13. In Hebrews 6:13, it says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, I read that a lot of times in my life before I began to understand this. He says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." You know, I read that. "And having put on the breastplate of righteousness." And I had people teach on that. And I've had people tell me, you know, "I get up in the morning, when I go to bed at night, I take off all my armor and I go to bed. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is put it all on." I thought, something don't make any sense here to me. I mean, this I am not going into my house dressed like this with all these shields and swords. This is not a physical battle I'm fighting. This is a spiritual battle against invisible beings I cannot see. So my armor that comes from God and His invisible kingdom is not things that I can tangibly put on. I can't reach down and say, "Okay, I'm picking up my breastplate of righteousness, I'm putting it on. Okay, devil, I got the breastplate of righteousness on. Now I'm going to reach over, I'm going to get my helmet of salvation right here this morning, I'm going to put it on my head to protect my brain." That's what I thought for years. But then I finally learned this is a spiritual battle against invisible beings that I can't see, and I'm using spiritual weapons that I can't see. So what, when I take these things, "Stand therefore," in verse 14, "having your loins girded about with truth." How do you gird your loins about with truth in a spiritual battle? the Word of God. You tell the truth. You hide the truth, which is God's Word, in your heart. When you got the Word in you and you're telling the truth. Now, does God say He hates liars? Oh, but just a little bitty white one once in a while. Or a little bitty black one. A lie is a lie is a lie. I mean, if it's just a little bitty one, God said He hates liars, right? So that means you and I, as children of God, are supposed to tell the truth. Okay, so if we gird our loins about with truth, then the enemy can't shoot his dart through that shield as long as there ain't no crack in it, right? So you tell a little lie, what happens to the shield? You got a little crack in it now, right? But it's just a little lie. So there's an enemy out here with a fiery dart now that's a spiritual being. He said, oh, there's a little lie right there. There's a crack. Let me get in. And so he comes in and something happens. And you start feeling bad, or you may be sick. Or who knows what he may do to you. He may not make you sick. He may break your car. He can do that too. You know that? You know, there's some people, it seems like they can't keep a car running. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, it seems like everything, you get a car, you say, well, I'm going to eliminate this problem. I'm going to go down and buy me a brand new one. Okay, you buy a brand new, so this baby's got 36,000 miles, 3-year warranty, so at least it ain't going to cost me nothing for that. So you drive it for 3 years, and you keep on sinning and everything, and no problem, but you get 37,000 miles on it, and something breaks. You take it back to the dealer and say, but it's only got 37,000. They said, I know, the warranty only went to 36. No problem. Just a minor little problem. You just need a transmission overhaul. This usually don't happen to 100,000 or 150,000, but yours broke at 37. We only warranted it for 36. So no problem. It only costs 2,000 to have it fixed. You ever heard, you know people that live like that? I have. I do. But, you know, if you obey the King, that car will run 200,000 miles. You know it? If you obey the Lord. You know, it's amazing. So gird your loins about with truth. So if you gird your loins about with truth, how many times can you tell a lie and be girded about with truth?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.